Blog Talk Radio.
At the casino, she lost all her money. She said, "Don't feel sorry for me, no. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you wanna do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Loan me $2 until the next time I see you." But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose. These last $2, I'm not gonna lose. One's going for my best friend, other one for the jukebox to hear me some blues. Gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here. My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him.
Yo, 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 DJ, we later here. I got the
yo,
head.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, co-host?
You got it. What's going on with y'all down there?
Yeah, I heard stuff from the grapevine. I'm a little bird to put something in my ear. They said my co-host coming back with a vengeance, and motherfuckers better get out of his way. Is there any truth to that, co-host? I don't know, man. You know, I just stuff come to me. I just have to, you know, I forgive me for asking you in front of all of America. You know, but inquiry minds want to know.
Like when the preacher leave and the deacon say, "Get the hell out," we ready.
Anything like that is better.
You just like that there. It's just like that there. But with that being said, point them out and step back and watch me knock them out. That's all I can tell them.
Uh-oh. Sounds good to me.
My goddamn dick pretty heavy. I ain't let it in a while. Goddamn, me let it fit on somebody's back.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel good, boy. I feel good. I'm ready to get to it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wish I could make the raid this weekend, but we ain't going to be able to make it. That too soon for me, hell. And hell, I ain't going to be able to make it out there yet.
Okay.
But we ready. That's too far for me right now.
I hate you.
Oh, yeah. So with that being said, if anybody on this phone now get in touch with Tony Wright, tell him I want a motherfucking fight. I'm going straight back to the top.
Ain't no more starting from the bottom. It's starting from the top.
You better believe it.
Good gracious. But, nigga, somebody think you know something, buddy. You know something, you got to call somebody, bro. We all Tony Wright ain't finna fall for no banana and tail pipe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, but hey,
we're
gonna put something else in that goddamn pot other than cash. We're gonna put a stiff in that motherfucker. Got to stay out here and be my maid in the house.
Oh my god.
For 2 days.
Now, you know if you come up with a stick like that, now, ain't no telling what kind of stick Tony Wright come up with for you now.
You ain't lying. I ain't going to put it in. I forgot about who I'm talking about. That's a wild motherfucker there, boy.
You better leave that alone. Now, you might think your stick. Yeah, this stick might be if you lose.
Yeah, that's a wild joke there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is going on later, but we tend to be out of the know. I can get little bits and pieces of here and this and here and that. I ain't no need to discuss. There ain't no need to you know, let's talk about racing and people wanting to race. I ain't understood nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. We need to talk about a little racing. There's a little junk that's going on in the world. You know, there's always going to be somebody with something. Always. Oh, yeah. Yep. So let me see what we got, what hand we got up. We're going to go from there. We got two hands up right quick. 734-7294. Your mic is live. Who are we speaking with tonight?
What's going on, fellas? This is Corey calling in and supporting the show.
What's up,
Corey?
All right,
Corey, we appreciate it.
Have, shout out to Mark, too, since I, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark,
he'll be on shortly.
Yeah,
okay. How your car coming along, DJ?
Slow but sure. That's all I can say.
Okay, that's what's up. That's cool.
Yeah.
Butt Naked trying to go down on some boys, I see.
Butt Naked's had his mojo back.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
We always really had what he had what it takes to do it, but it just need a little more. The proper health and stuff that he's been needing has all, I think, kind of came into place, so I'm looking forward to my buddy doing some things here in the near future.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I'm looking forward to seeing both of y'all boys in Indiana.
That's the plan.
Oh, yeah. That's the plan. That's the plan. We will be there, the law willing, I can tell you that.
Okay,
yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna make sure I bring me a sack, a croaker sack, goddamn. I'm gonna steer me some corn off them goddamn stalks this time. They had a lot of corn on them stalks.
Yeah.
Bring me back a whole goddamn bag of corn. Hell yeah. All right, well, Corey, we're gonna go with a Nick call. Feel free. We're not gonna mute your mic. Jump in when you get ready.
Okay.
219.
All right, come on me.
All right, appreciate it. 219-4018. Your mic is live.
Butt Naked.
Hey,
what's up?
What's going on? You got
it? You're starting at the top, ain't you?
I'm going right back up there.
Hey, well, when you get knocked back down to the bottom, let us know, because we're bottom feeders over here. We'll try.
Oh, I got them
here. We bottom feeders.
We're slow mofos up here.
How's they looking, Terry? How are y'all coming?
We're done. We're ready.
Y'all ready? Y'all heard
yeah.
it up for Terry is ready. Team SBL.
We're waiting on. We're doing. It's in paint right now.
Okay.
So, it's We'll be down there next weekend.
Cool.
I think we're going. We're going to Fayetteville or something on the 12th.
They're going to Fayetteville?
Yeah.
What they got over at Fayetteville?
They got a little shootout,
28th and 29 together, 28th and then 29?
28th and 29 together, no W's.
Man, no y'all
W's.
Know what?
Okay, no W. That sounds good, but next.
I don't care what no promoter do. But that's some bullshit. They need to quit that shit, man. Them damn 29 tie got an advantage over with them 28, man.
Yeah, but
the promoter trying to say he got damn money. You know, he's trying not to pay too classy what they're trying to do.
Well, that's
what
I don't
the fuck
think
going
that.
On.
I think it should be either, you know, if they're going to do it sometime.
I'm not just talking about Fayetteville. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about in general, all over. They need to quit
right.
that shit, man, because they ain't got 29 tires running 31.
Well, Butt Naked, what you got to understand, though, when somebody's putting on a show, a lot of times, you know, you got to understand, which I do, you know, they're taking a gamble at even doing, trying to put on something. I mean, people just need support.
Right.
Anybody that's doing a race that's coming out of their pocket trying to put on something for the fans, we just need to support them, period.
Right.
You know, I mean, the things you got to look at like this. They're looking at it from a standpoint of, you know, they need to try to make the money back and put on something for the fans. So I'm sure they're looking at it from a standpoint if they combine it, they can get the car count and make it a better feel. Now, listen to what he just said. He said no W's. A lot of guys that run 29 W's ain't finna jump on those stiff or just a regular 29.
Right.
So,
and that's what I don't have a problem with.
That's going to knock them off the game a little bit. Yeah.
Yep. When I do the meltdowns up here, we do true 28s and true 29s. No W's allowed. No 29 W's.
Well, let me inform you, DJ. Mr. Brian Allen don't run a W. He runs 29 stiff.
I know Brian don't.
He's run a 229, 10-5 stiff. And he's the fastest motherfucker out there.
It's gonna be some more real soon.
But you know what? I wouldn't care. I don't care. But hey, let the playing field be fair. Last year they weren't doing that. They were running 28 with the 28 and 29 with the 29. All the other shit. I ain't going for it. I didn't want to never see me in another one of them damn shootout like that no more.
Here's what I got a problem with, Bud Naked. When they do that and we come down there on 28, they make us run with the 29 W's because we got turbos.
Exactly.
Because all you scared bitches
are crying. I agree. You know, it shouldn't be like that, but I don't know. Somebody needs to stand up. Well, I ain't know somebody. I'm taking a stand. I ain't doing that shit. I'm not getting no shootout doing that shit no more. It ain't fair. I promise you, why in the hell they don't let 31 times in the ring, goddamn.
Oh,
in the 29.
I put that up in a it was on Facebook somewhere. So if everyone's got a problem, true 28s and true 29s, and put a 29W, anything bigger than a 29W or bigger, and 31 together. Two classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can agree.
You let chassis cars and all that shit in and see how them guys like it. Because they
won't like it.
You see a lot of guys on 29s calling out guys on 28s, but you don't see them calling out guys on 31s.
Exactly. I agree. That's the thing. The ones on 29 don't have no complaint because they own a better time. They
right.
got an advantage. If it wasn't an advantage, why in the hell they not on a 28? It's a goddamn advantage. Then that little bit of time that we own, it's real, real dangerous on a 28 going that goddamn play. It's real dangerous. Believe that. 29, you got a little bit more stability. A little bit taller tie. And everything.
Yes.
A little bit better tie.
Our cars do not like the 29. We tried it. It's so unstable.
Oh,
it's stupid.
Oh, yeah?
We hate them. We won't go.
That's why.
That's the crazy thing is sometimes you'd be surprised. You build your car, set it up for one thing, man, and, you know, now don't get me wrong. You can't apply more power with a 29 this time. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. But also out there on the big end, though, it's more tire on the ground also, Terry, now on the big end.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got both sidewall and wants to walk around.
Do what now?
I said you got more sidewall and it wants to walk around.
I don't see as many 29W cars walking out on the big end as I see 28 and stock cars walking on the big end.
Yeah.
You gotta agree to him with me on that now.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. But at the same time, but like I said, everybody build and everybody do what's best for them. Now
right.
I do like seeing the 28s bow the 28 and the 29s bow the 29. You can grudge anybody whoever the hell you want to, but I think we do, in most cases in the shootout, I think we do need to keep them separate.
Yeah.
Because,
let
the Bears play on the 29. I mean, occasionally, just like you got some races like this one that Terry's talking about. I mean, it don't sound too bad or whatever, so I mean,
And it's no chassis cars whatsoever, no bars, no chassis cars, no bars. Stock style suspension.
Yep.
So, I think we're
going to
go down there.
That would be interesting. I like Team SDO for the win down there if they make the trip.
We're taking two cars.
Unless Butt Naked goes.
DJ, wow.
Well, I'll tell you this. I predict a grudge ink car to win. How about that? Hold on a second, y'all.
Yep. I got a caller on the line. I got to get back to the computer. I'm walking back and forth. Let me get that. Caller, I see you. I'm coming. Had to run to the bank for a minute. Now you get busy doing something, your old lady go to motioning to do this and do that. I mean,
yeah,
one second, let me come. We got a caller, DJ. Let me get to the board. Hold on.
And then
815-8050. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
What's going on, Butt Naked? Terry, Governor Grant, just sleepy, man, chiming in. Just came out the door from work, man. That's all.
Sleepy. I'm glad you chimed in.
What's going on,
Sleepy? We definitely had a segment set aside for you. For those that didn't know, I mean, first of all, you know, thank the Lord, it's good to hear your voice, Sleepy, because you never know what could happen. We all heard about, you know, what happened. And for those that don't, I'm going to let you, you know, enlighten the people, but I'll give a short version. From what I understand, you had a house fire and your house burned down to the ground. Am I correct, Sleepy?
Yes, it did, DJ. As I was at work, man, I ain't been having nothing really this end of this last month, but bad luck, man. My son came home from college. Some of the boys he went to school with, I guess, had a mocking with him for what reason. He don't know, I don't know, but they, about four of them, one of them hit him in the back, from the back with some brass knuckles, and all of them jumped him like he was a suicide, started stomping him and broke his jaw. That happened last Friday. And I got all of them locked up for attempt murder. And the following week, I'm at work. I get a call. My house on fire. Well, I had my daughter to come and, you know, stay with him because I didn't want him by himself because that medicine, you know, by having that broken jaw, it was real painful. And he couldn't get up and walk to the bathroom without getting busy. So I had others come stay, and he was cooking and I guess not paying attention to what she was doing, man. And well, she knew it. She threw some calls up cooking some french fries or something, she said. I wasn't there. I was at work, man. And flash, she said, was a big ball of fire. And she jumped back and got to running. And I stay way out in the country, DJ. And the fire department, like, hear the pictures. They get to me.
Yeah.
And by the time they got there, it was a wrap, man. And as far as my knowledge, that's all I know that happened. She was cooking and the guy I just told, she tried to fight it, so she said, I wasn't there, I was at work, man. And by the time I got home, it was a done deal, man.
Wow. Well, I'll be the first to say that, you know, I'm very sorry to hear it, but I'm more.
Yeah, me too, Sleep.
That,
I'm sorry to hear
that. You're all right, but we want to be able to try to do what we can do to try to help. And right now, I'm going to pledge the first $100 to you, Sleepy. And, I mean, anybody else that want to give anything, I mean, for 5, 10, 15, anything you want to give, I mean, we're going to try to make some pledges tonight for you, Sleep, because I know it can be hard, especially to lose everything like that overnight. And I want to do that first, and you know, the only way I can lead is try to lead by example. So anybody else want to do anything else and want to try to help,
yeah.
I think they ought.
Yeah, I second that, and I'm going to pledge $100 also, Sleep, and some socks and drawers. So I know you need them.
But they get Alabama champion, man. And all the fellas showing me love, man. I greatly appreciate it, man. I'm wanting not to turn down help, man, because in this time, man, don't get me wrong, man. I had insurance and all, but still, you know, any time, you know,
insurance kick in when they want to kick in. It don't never kick in when you really need it to kick in, and right now you need it now.
You still
trust me. I know what you mean, brother. I mean, you know, insurance and all that stuff is good to have, but it's never immediate.
You right, man.
Exactly. Yeah, sorry to hear about that, Sleep. Of course.
I don't think it hurt you, Corey.
Dang. Sorry to hear about that, Sleepy. This Corey.
Hey, Corey, how you doing, brother, man? All right. Right in here, baby. I got my boy D Tommy behind me, man. Biz doing a little something for me at this race, so I'm going to make that race up there at Biz in Morocco. But I believe you there, DJ.
He probably on the other line. DJ probably clicked
over
for a second.
But, Nick, you definitely coming, though, right?
Oh, yeah. If the law willing, I'll be there.
Okay, yeah, Biz, I told you.
I got all the plans in the world to be there. But I'm not waiting to the raid. I'm not waiting to the raid. I'm going to put mine in. I'm going to get your information, and I'm going to send mine through Western Union tomorrow. I ain't waiting on nobody else. And I'm going to overnight me some stuff to you. I'm going to get your wine stuff and sizes and stuff too. I didn't know. I hadn't heard about it, but I wasn't for sure. Everybody was trying to find out. Who was it? Kevin? No, it wasn't Kevin. Was the kid? It was Kevin or kid. One of them. They asked me, I told them I didn't know. I hadn't heard it. And then tonight, DJ confirmed it. They asked about it last week. And so, if I'd know that sleep, I'd have been done calling you. I'm sorry, brother, I did not call you. DJ confirmed it because I had a lot going on. I forgot about it, but I'm overnight. Well, matter of fact, I ain't waiting till tomorrow. I'm going to. Now, I got to wait because Western Union going to be closed at 9 o'clock. It's 8:24. I'm going to Western Union something in the morning. And I'm going to FedEx, and I'm going to overnight to some stuff, too.
I sure appreciate you, champ. I wish you can give me your number back again, man, because I had to wrote down with all my other numbers and the
well,
and
I get it to you. I ain't got no problem to you. You got something right with? I ain't worried about nobody on there. Yeah, my number national.
Hold on, y'all. How about this, Sleepy? How about you, with everybody that's listening, if you want to give your number out, Sleepy, so people can talk. You can talk with some people directly that may can call you directly, and you can set it up with them for anybody else that wants to give or donate. And again, this is Sleepy, our grudging brother from Chicago that lives in Alabama now. So, and he's one of our brothers that need our help. So, if anybody, no donation would be too small. I'm sure he'll accept anything. And Sleepy, if you would, just give everybody your number, and then that way they can call you, text you, if they want to get something to you, they can do it that way.
Well, those of you listening, like I said, if you can't get nothing, y'all, you can at least call, and just pray for brother, man. So I get back on my feet. My phone number is area code 815-671-8050. Again, area code 815-671-8050. I kept my Illinois number. Because I know a lot of people up that way, and the change would have had to go through Fort Knox to change it. But that's my number, and like I said,
give it to me one more time.
815-671-671.
Uh huh.
815-671-8050.
Sleepy.
Correct.
Okay. God bless you and your family, and you'll be in our prayers, and we'll definitely try to, give that number out one or two more times before we get off the show, and see if we can get you some help your way, Sleepy.
I sure appreciate you, but Mr. Governor Grant. I really do, man.
Ain't no problem. No problem.
Really
Sleepy. Do you happen to know your Wi-Fi?
No, but Nick, but like I said, I just got out of work, and I'm on my way home now. I'm gonna call you tonight
after the show. I'm gonna get y'all sizes, and I'm gonna send y'all some things, man. Shit, hey, the law be good to me, I'm gonna be good to y'all.
I really appreciate you, champ. I really do, man. Really
ain't no problem. That way she can go ahead and get her shirt in the mail, not too. I go ahead and mail a damn shirt to her.
Okay.
It's a bad way to get it, but she can get her big nigga shirt now.
You know she wanted it, don't you?
I'm going to send it first thing tomorrow when I get to work. I'm going to Western Union. I'm going to overnight at tea.
I sure appreciate it, champ. I really do, man. Like I said, I've just been going through it, man. With these guys, like I said, my son went to school with these guys, played football with them. I don't know what. I mean, just by coming home from college, man. What's happening with that?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I just been going through it, champ.
Well, you know, keep your head up and God first. He going to bring you through. Believe that.
I believe that, champ. I really do, man. I want to let you know I appreciate you being Governor Grant and all my good young brothers, man. Like I said, man, it's nice to know in time of need you got somebody that step up and pray and help you out, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, not a problem. I feel like you'll do the same for me, man.
Yeah.
I sure do.
That's it, man. That's it. Listen, man, can't not one of us could do something to really help you, but I'm sure all of us collectively doing a little something can really all of us need to realize. Whenever we get somebody that's going through something, if a lot of us do something small, it can really help. Because not one person. You know, we all have hard enough time taking care of our own household, but, you know, whatever we can spare, and it's a bunch of us doing a little bit we can spare, it can really make to somebody else.
Make a difference in their life, you know. Get the man back on the feet. Sure. Y'all, you know, sitting back, you know. You might not can afford it, man, but $5, $10, anything.
That's
man,
it.
You know?
It'd be greatly appreciated, man. I really would, man. Like
$5,000 would be $5,000. So that's what I mean. You know,
that can help.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Well, Sleepy, I don't know if these people want to talk or not, but I'm gonna go to the line. But we're gonna bring that number up again and for the show over and everything. And I appreciate you calling in. You free to chime in anytime you want to. Well, don't forget, I'm gonna call you tonight though. Okay.
I'm going to sit back and listen. All right.
All right.
All right.
773-3490. Your mic is live.
Hey, what's happening, guys? DJ, but Negative D, man.
What's up, B?
I don't get a chance to holler at you guys much, but y'all guys, I'm not going to lie to you guys, to steal our glory today. We're going to do this in a funny way, but in a happy way. Brother Sleepy, we heard about that a few minutes after it happened. And I was on the air, and I made the announcement to the guys here when our brother had trailed off, and that's when it's time. You know, Jesus said in his word, he said, how can you love me and whom you have never seen when you can't love your brother who you see daily? So I made the announcement on the air at that moment that it was time for us to show our brother some love. And Brother Sleepy belongs to us, Brother Grant. You all got him, but he comes from us, so he's one of ours first. He rotated here with a group, and they have a fundraising program already in progress here. And like you just said, if five thousand guys just give $5. We made the statement: if you give 20, if you can; if you give 10, if you can; give $1, if you can, but give something.
Yeah.
Insurance, we know. We kind of thought that he had it, hoped that he had it. But even with the insurance, it's not going to be enough. And once you have been down that road, which I have, I've lost everything in a fire. You know, Red Cross are there for a day or two, then the brother's on his own. So we need to get what we can as quick as we can and get it to him. And I think it should go across the nation. I didn't hear the announcement on Brother Dog's show tonight. I don't know if they're even familiar with it or not. But if not, I'm sure someone will tell him. I just want the brother to know that we are here in Chicago doing something for you. And your voice, Grind and Pound, I believe we'll be getting it to you. Most of the guys here have already pledged donations to you, so you will be showing some love from the city of Chicago where you're originally from.
I sure appreciate it, D. I don't know if many people know online, but I am a member of Grind and Pound. That's my grudge family. I'm a Grind and Pound member also. I have 10. Now, I wasn't going to bring out this year, but due to the fire, I'm going to sit it out and try to get a roof back over me and my family's head, so... But, D, I so appreciate you, man, and my Chicago family. Like I said, I was born and raised there. And, I'm sure once you see me, you're going to recognize me.
I know you. I haven't seen you in a while, Steve, but I know you. I haven't seen you in a while, but I know you. But, like I say, man, you're taking a loss there, and we definitely going to do what we can here. And I'm sure the brothers down there, well, you're not going to do what they can there. And, like...
DJ. What name?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Uh-huh. Been quiet for about 5 minutes. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. But nigga, where you at, brother? Maybe doing something along those lines or something. But,
All right, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Did I miss anything, DJ?
No, well, you know what happened. It's just dead silent for a second. Actually,
I clicked up. I got, let me open these last two mics. 312, Mark, I'm cracking. Let me go to Omar. 312-0684, your mic is live.
What's going on, butt nigga, DJ, Sleepy?
Oh,
everybody.
What's going on, Uncle Larry?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, man, hanging in there with both hands, man. I had to come in on the show tonight, man, so I could raise both hands up in there, man, and check on y'all and see how y'all doing.
Always good to hear your voice, though, Uncle L.
Yeah, it is. How them grandbabies doing, Larry? They all right? How's them grandbabies all right?
Oh, man, they lined up like soldiers.
I heard that.
Yeah, they lined up like soldiers. I mean, I've been having my hands full and tied up with them, but, you know, that's my job, and I like doing it, you know. So my other thing I like doing, I like coming in and speaking to my friends, because, see, when you got two friends, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. So I had to come in on the show, but then, 'cause I had to wave my hands at y'all.
Okay, I appreciate it, Larry. Appreciate all that you do for us.
Yeah, sure. I want to say to Brother Sleepy, hey, Brother Sleepy, they working for you. You already know the demonstration. And I just want to tell you, hold your head up, big brother, and keep it moving, man, because that's what it be about. I'm going to get right back on mute and let y'all go ahead on and run that program so you get the last other mic open on this end. And hey, Bud Nugget.
Yes, sir.
I had to come on this show. You know why I got to come on this show, because this is, it ain't your show, it's us's show.
Larry, you are.
Yeah, you know, you my guy. Ain't no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had
to
stick my head in the door, man. Yeah.
Okay.
So, y'all, I'm going
to
get right back on mute.
Okay, appreciate you, Larry. Appreciate your support.
All right.
901-4987. That you, Ma?
Come on, talk to me. Hey, Mr. Larry, how you doing? But I'm going to tell you something. Next time you come on my show and don't speak to me, don't even call this show no more. Now, hey, what's going on, fella? How y'all doing?
I love you, Mark.
Hey, DJ. What that
curly hair
fucker go? DJ! Oh, man, DJ didn't pay his phone
bill today.
Oh,
nah, he on the phone. He in the project right now. He on there hanging out clothes in the backyard in the project on that whack.
Hey, what's going on, bud, nigga?
I don't know it. What's going on, homie?
You know, it's a new game ball in the field now, you know? I'm feeling good.
Family, all right? Everybody good?
Everybody love it, brother. Everybody love it.
That's a good thing, homie. That's a good thing.
Everybody love it. Now,
what's up, Mr.
Marlon? How you doing, sir? Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, this DJ look faggot. Hey, look faggot. I think I should talk about it.
Oh, you're a big DJ on your face.
I thought you didn't pay your phone bill.
Crazy. What's going on, Mark?
You got it, brother. How you doing?
I'm trying to make it.
I hear that, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, really, bud, Nick, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know, I really been laying back, but I see I'm going to put you back on Spencer. I got to put you back on Spencer.
What are you talking about, homie? What are you talking about?
What's that wrong?
Simple fact here, butt naked. This is my show. And you and DJ have sat around for 30 minutes. He ain't opened my my show and give me my open motivation. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. Y'all like y'all cutting my show off or something. What's up with that?
I'm sorry, Mr. Moore. We were trying to get to you, you know. Like a while ago, I was coming down the line. I had opened your mic up. I just didn't say it was open. I know you heard it said unmuted. I don't know what you were listening for, but it was open.
Okay.
I didn't know it was
open.
I just talked.
Okay. What did I tell you my name was last week?
I don't know, boy. I forgot. I just.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
DJ, what I tell me? What I tell y'all my new name here?
Mark Obama. I don't know.
Mark Obama. I approve that message. So you know what that saying is? Get your ass down. Where them motherfucking 29 cars at? Get down.
Hey, nah.
Anybody with 29 or 315 pussies, but.
Listen.
I don't want to hear none of that. You ain't going to stop me. Pussies, but.
I done told you now.
Hey, what I tell you? You see me in the bat fight, help the bat. I'm going to think a way to get him off me. Pussies, but.
What you doing now? If it's a bear fight, help the bear.
Yeah, help the bear. Don't help me. Help the bear. I'm going to figure a way to get him off. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be all right. And anybody push the butt. What the snow boy look like, this boy deck? I'm trying to race.
29 or 315.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know they pushing the button. I don't know if they're pushing the button for you or they just want to come in, but the button just got pushed.
Get him on now.
708-6369.
Yeah, what's happening? It's the Cadillac, baby boy.
Man,
Mark, you come to Chicago, man. We're going to bust your nose, man. We're going to bust your nose.
What's
up, Mr. Mark? I just had to come in and salute you, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, bro?
I just had to come in and put you in your place, man. Don't be sounding like you know bad now.
Because
you can get some of this meat. You can get some of this meat.
Hey, sir, can anybody on 29 or 315 turbos approach y'all and push their button?
I'm pushing the button.
On, Mark.
I just need everything in drag racing. I ain't got all that. I just got a car. That's all I want to do is engage.
We'll holler at you on Bitch Thursday. Right now, put their button.
Hey, hold on. You might need to make some more clarity. I just got to make a little more clear. They may just coming on. They ain't hear what you said. Say it one more time, Mark.
I said, anybody on 29-315, tap on the pro charger, push their button.
Anybody.
I want to get a hand. We got this motherfucker over here doing push-ups. This motherfucker trying to jump out the safe.
That boy's stupid. He's stupid.
Yeah, it took us 2 years to get this motherfucker ready. We ready now. We got all present. We got free present. Push that button. Well, it looks like I can't get no button for that. I'll talk to y'all later, sir.
I'm gonna let you slide in.
Thank you, baby. Hey, DJ,
right, they got it on. I think they'll be picking it up this week. But wait a minute, let me get this last call. 773-3490, your mic in line.
No, this is DJ, but I own that cell. I thought the show was in. Let's call back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Michael. Yeah, I was in
it already. Mark, you really want them trouble from everybody?
Hey, man, this motherfucking goddamn little shorty cocktail. I can't keep this something still for nothing in the world. But we got this something back, this something kicking, cranking up by itself, everything. I don't know what's wrong with this crazy stuff. I know it. It's something can fly. I know that much. It's flying, goddamn. What y'all want to do? Hey, DJ, can you call my buddy? Push that button. I want motherfucker to push this button.
Hey, Ma, DJ ain't on. He dropped off. I'm calling him back now. Wait a minute.
Man,
just taking
so
his phone.
I'm so sick of DJ and his cricket-ass phone.
Hello.
I'm going to get him AT&T up
right.
All right, there you go. That old sex-ass voice there. Hey, thank you for calling.
As soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, Mark.
Man. Huh?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, sir. How you doing?
This your buddy Sleepy, Mark. How you been, brother? I ain't heard from
you
in a while.
What's going on, man? Sleepy, no, Sleepy. We've been in the little pride room. Now I don't want back. Well, we had to get this old little shorty car right. So now we right last time and push the button. How you doing,
Mr. Sleepy? Oh, we doing all right, Mark. We can't complain, man. How you doing?
Y'all come down and play.
What's
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Y'all
I couldn't hear you, Mark.
Huh?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, when y'all come down as well, do I need to see y'all t-shirt?
Well, Mark, it's going to be a minute, man. I had a fire in my house last week, man. It burned to the ground, man. So it's going to be a minute, man, if I get back and get it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Miss Sleep. But you make sure you call me. You got my number?
No, Mark, let me get your number, man. Hold on a second. Let me get something right with.
Yes, sir. Hey, DJ and Butt Naked. I need somebody to put that button.
Before we find somebody to put that goddamn button, I gotta tell you something, cause you know you my buddy. You know I'm gonna keep it real and tell you like it is.
I know your ass been riding in that truck getting that goddamn money up, but I'm gonna tell you like this. Get your ass out that truck and do some motherfucking sit-up, boy. Don't you goddamn get big on me now. Do some sit-up and some push-up. I'm telling you.
Man.
I know
man,
I got another
like
partner been driving truck. Another partner been driving truck with goddamn 6 months now. He just started 6 months ago. That motherfucker done blew it up like a goddamn horse.
I swear to God, this motherfucker do it to you, boy. This motherfucker got some
issues. Yeah, do it to you.
Dumb in this motherfucker.
Well, you get out and goddamn do some sit-up, push-up
before
you lay down in that damn truck.
Sit on your ass driving, eating honey buns.
I don't eat the honey buns.
Get up under that goddamn, get up under that ass and do them pull-up, goddammit. Get up under that ass and do the pull-up.
That's all right. Right now, I ain't got to do nothing but goddamn point the finger, little shorty. Find them motherfuckers, push that button.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Mark?
Mark.
9874-4987.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Got it, Mark. All right.
Hey, what
shorty? What do you want to give us? Little small block on 28.
Look, sir, I ain't going to give a person number a knockout. All they give me, don't even call me when they get me. Give me a guy drown. I don't know nothing about they get me. I know how to get on your ass.
Where you
at? Hey, that next call, because that one, buddy, he went big. I'm not mad about that. You bought your small block, you should have got your big block. We don't run small block, we run big block.
Just thought I'd ask.
Okay, you welcome, sir. We ain't got no small block on, sir.
I just got a tape. And the tape man said, tell that bitch to keep knocking at the devil door. Sooner or later, somebody going to answer.
Man, there ain't nobody for CC. Tell CC quit texting you. I know, man. There ain't nobody for CC. Tell CC quit texting you. Hey, man, if we gotta get something out on this phone, put a nine on, man.
Everybody good? How about Phil?
All right. Well, let me go to the next caller right quick. 251-3867. Your mic is live.
On this show in a long. Hey, Mark, I ain't been on this show in a long time, man.
Oh,
I want me to stick up, man. I've been getting together, Mark. I ain't said nothing.
All right.
I can promise you this, Mark, and you can bet this. I will be at that trick-or-treat race.
Okay. Well, we'll see you there. That's too far along. We try to hang a phone
number. Hopefully with both calls, but I know for a fact mostly mine.
Okay. Well, one thing about it, Mr. CC. You already know you ain't got to do nothing but show in the gate and get your head down, and we're going to get down with you.
I already know.
All right. Now, hey, whoever that texted since CC that went down here, get him on the phone. I need to lock in. See, when you got oil presence, fear presence, and you're a bad son of God, you can lock in whenever you get ready. Get me somebody on this phone. It's time to. We flip this motherfucker, go sideways across that winning line.
Mark.
Hey, but, yes, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you what. The next time, first time we're at Holly Springs, we'll run Junior car, and we're going to run Shorty.
When?
Car. Whenever we get down there.
You said with what now? With a small block?
With our small block car. We'll be on a 270.
I'm going to tell you what.
Hey, not for big money.
Listen to me. Now, you said, I'm going to give you $2 and get your ass on down with your wannabe bad ass.
Hold on, Terry. They giving you two to come.
Oh, gotcha.
All right.
So, y'all got, just for sure.
He entered that motherfucker with a small block. Somebody, he gonna run one of them cars. He got $2,000. I sent it to him now. If he gonna be in this motherfucker by Sunday, tell me he gonna run me with a motherfucking small block. You ain't gonna get damn motherfucker on this earth. Run me with no motherfucking small block. Now one of them motherfuckers.
We'll try both cars.
Well, I tell you what, if you want this $2,000 for your traveling fee,
yeah,
that's fine. We're going to put this shit back on the show next week, next Tuesday, live action. What happened? Man, what the fuck you want to do? Then you keep talking about this guy.
Hold on. Let me just say live action.
You know live action, they ain't ready right now. When they get their shit better, I'm going to beat their motherfucking ass.
You ain't gonna do shit.
Down there, we'll run Junior car and then we'll run Shorty.
Man, I promise we ain't gotta have no big event about shit, cause that track gonna be the same way. You can pick your lane. I'm gonna whoop your ass. You come here with a goddamn small block now. Now you get your ass on down here.
They ain't facing the track, and they got 10 cars up on their car. They gonna have that motherfucker right. No, that's fine. That's true. We'll be a small block, no bars. Well, hold on, Mark, I gotta ask you something. Now, you saying all this stuff about, you know, booking, trying to book a race down in Holly Springs. You didn't clear that with live action. Now, I told you they own that hole.
Man, would you go back on me?
Now hold on, y'all supposed to got a call.
We got a call last night.
Yeah, y'all got a call last night.
If the person who called me asked me what I told them. Well, number one, they talked to Wick, and Wick told me about it.
Yeah, they talked to Wick.
Get Wick, hold. Okay. Huh? Like, God, now, what's that? Okay. Yes, sir.
Yep, so what's been happening? Nothing much, huh?
Man, nothing, man. Trying to get these cars together. We can race, man. That's it.
I heard that.
Take our time, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know DJ Grant should be close to oil pressure by now.
DJ ain't got no oil pressure. He can't even get a good phone. You see, but next keep
man.
Talking to him 10 minutes. He got
to
go back to AT&T,
I thought. Right, he's a Verizon or somebody. You got to give him a good phone,
yeah.
A good connection.
They let know how his car going to run. If his phone fucked up, his car going to be fucked up. So I really, to be honest with you, you got to talk to your tuner, and he got to see you that shit over the phone, what to do.
Right, he probably be better off with a couple of cans with a string on him.
Yeah. That's what he got going.
Yes, indeed. Well, Butt Naked, what's happening, Butt Naked?
I don't know. You doing all right, homie?
All right. Yep, pretty good.
Good.
You going to make the trip up this way?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Sir, they got to locked in the rest of my
day. Oh, okay.
Who are they?
All right. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm
tying all the bells, a $1,500 bell or something. It's locked.
Oh, okay. All right, then. They done found you a worthy opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well,
hey,
y'all,
DJ, what up, man?
Huh?
What'd you say, kid?
No, I said, did y'all ever get a chance to hear from Sleeper?
Yeah, he on here tonight. We talked to him.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on, Sleeper? What's happening with you?
Yeah, trying to get it together.
I heard that. You know we're looking forward to hopefully you can make it up this way, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna make that trip on the 19th.
Right, okay then. Yeah, we're going to put something together for you, you know.
You know, I appreciate it, brother. You really do. You know that kid, we go way back, bro.
Yeah, you know it too. Shit, back in the 30 days, man. Goddamn.
Yes, sir. The real days.
I'm telling you.
You're
right, nigga. Go ahead, open up some mics, but nigga. I'm going on mute. Trying to fix me something to eat.
Okay.
All right.
Let me try to get DJ back on here 1 second.
I'm on, Butt Naked. I'm on.
You on?
Hello? Yeah, but
DJ,
I'm in fast fire.
What the hell are you doing over there in the fucking project? Come on out of the project.
Oh, my goodness. What the hell is going on this phone?
Man, you need to get rid of that goddamn cricket. That's what you need to do.
Oh,
God. Get rid of
that motherfucking cricket, man. God damn, man. It's Sprint. So we'll be a damn.
I thought you was a damn car salesman. I ain't know you no damn, no, what you call them, call girl. Hello, this is DJ Grant. If you leave, please leave your message out of the tone. What the fuck is that shit going on, man?
Who the hell is that? I don't know who the hell you were calling. You were, man. This is who you old jacket motherfucker you hate. I don't know the hell you were calling. That might have been my fan line. Cause that was all I was.
keep calling DJ. He got them fuck. Hey, this is DJ. 100 call girl. How you doing?
Are you crazy?
Wait a minute. This is motherfucker say what? It's that 1-800 call girl.
Yeah, what the fuck going on?
God damn,
bitch, you fucked that
fucking shit, man. There you are.
Sit your hand
down
so much. That boy made
a dig
right there, boy.
That goddamn boy crazy as hell, man. Lord,
hey,
that man.
Can we get anybody pushed in butt? Why get off this motherfucker 900 folks pushing butt cussing my ass out?
All I can assure you.
Hey DJ, you ain't got to worry about that.
All I can say, you got plenty of action coming. That's all I can assure you, brother. I'm getting some texts from some people.
where that goddamn great white at? Y'all used to love great white. That great white. What's his name? I forgot his name.
What's my other brother's name? You want me to call? I'll call. I'll get Cold Killer on this line.
Let me see if I can call the back line again.
Hold on.
Goddamn butt naked and goddamn me. Goddamn.
What's up, my lady? Ride for my. Most like I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. 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 Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, rap, back and I involve my hitters.
Hey, DJ, I mean, but come on, goddamn, everybody know you got radio.
I need all my hitters. Smoke, smoke, some, dip, drink, drink.
I don't
know.
I mean, my goddamn radio, motherfucker. You don't play the damn fool.
Mickey Thompson and Bowman Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world.
Those are commercial, Mark. Those are commercial, Mark. Those
man,
are not
you
my
ain't
radio.
Having a commercial all month. Hey, where DJ go? DJ ain't got a goddamn killer yet.
No, I guess not.
Man, I'm finna go, man. I thought y'all really locked me in, man. Call me if y'all really locked me in.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit.
July the 20th?
Yeah.
That's on a Sunday.
Yeah, I don't.
We'll have to see because that's the day after business race.
Okay. All right. I ain't know that. Well, you ain't on races up there now. You ain't on catfish slipping up there.
No. We're coming to the hole.
You coming in my hole?
Yeah.
I don't like you in my hole messing with me.
I don't want no excuses when that small block runs over them cars.
Okay. Well, you bring that little iron on him. You guys, you bring him on him. Well, hey, sir, I really do appreciate you coming to my hole. When you leave that hole, I will give you a stamp. Never come back. This is my goddamn hole. I will give you a stamp. Never come back.
The more you out of here, Mo, what the hell we going to do with you?
Man, I got oil pressure. I got a race car. I can gamble now. I'm ready to race.
Mm-hmm.
I did everything I wanted to do. Got me a nice freight liner. I'm hauling freight. I got a nice race car me and my buddy got, and we ready to gamble. Now, what's wrong with that? You can't have nothing.
Ain't never wrong with that. All y'all need now is a goddamn cup of lemonade and goddamn it, a nice goddamn feeling. Y'all be good.
We got that. We got that. Boy, this goddamn little shorty car, I think this motherfucker braids in the ghetto somewhere. Where this motherfucker hasn't been. Hey, what about Joe? Them? They ready? Tell them I take these 315s off.
I don't know if they ready or not.
I take these 315s off. I take these 315s off. I ain't got to have them off. I put these 29s on this motherfucker. I did a switcher rule. I don't care about no 315s. Put the 29 on.
I don't know if they read or not. I ain't talked to them. DJ know more about that car than I do. Let me get that caller. 773-4309. Your mic is live.
What's happening, Butt Naked Mark? Big Will, just hollering.
What's going on? How you doing, Will?
What's going on, Big Will? You doing all right?
Doing all right, man. Man, we had a rainstorm. Halfway, a tornado come through here. Man, Chicago, Indiana was in the caught the flux last night, man. Basement flooded and everything.
I tell
you, it wasn't no direct hit or nothing. It wasn't direct hit, but man, it was so close you wouldn't know the difference, buddy. I mean, it was terrible last night.
Hey, Will.
Basement was everywhere flooded.
Hey, we've been dealing with that for 4 months.
Yeah, we've been dealing with that for a while. It was rough down here last night. Last night it was rough down here, too.
Man, it was rough. I was on the expressway, man. I couldn't see the end of my hood, god dang it. People pulled over, everything, man. It was rough out there last night. Got home, ain't had lights since 9 o'clock yesterday. Still no lights.
Man. Oh, yeah?
You know I busted out the old faithful generator, though. So I'm chilling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was up. I didn't know y'all getting them tornadoes up that far. Not in no Chicago.
No, we it wasn't no direct hit, but
I had one in my town last night.
Oh, okay.
It came through the mot last night, wiped out half the town.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's the mot's pretty trashed.
Man. It had about 75 miles an hour winds. It was good enough for a tornado, god dang it. I mean, it was blowing over some stuff.
You know, down here where we live at, they said them damn, what them thing called? There's some kind of fiberglass shell that you can buy that you put up on the ground. That shit be sold everywhere down here. They'll have many tornadoes we have.
Yeah, I know
what
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Some storm shelters
yeah.
Right here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we don't normally have no
down there.
Yeah, but it was pretty scary last night, buddy. Sirens was going off, warning alerts and everything.
Yeah, I bet that would want to gear right though. Oh yeah.
I'm just standing by enjoying the show, fellas. Y'all keep up the good work. I'll just hollering at you.
All right. Not a problem. Appreciate you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
That were you blowing that damn truck horn?
Yeah. You know I've been passing truckers, man. You know, hey man, hey, check it out. Also come out with the song, Let It Burn. I'm letting these tires turn, home. I'm getting my money, home.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Getting $5 out.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You when y'all raise it down in that hole? I might surprise y'all, motherfucker, down there.
I think Rick raised the 20. If I ain't mistaken, I think now. I don't know.
No,
I know
I can't
getting...
make that one. The next one after that, I got I be well, a bid well, raised on the 19th. We probably won't be at home on the 20th yet.
Yeah, I said the same thing. Well, I don't know. I forgot what raise we got coming up. I got raised in Sideville on the 13th, but that's too soon for y'all.
I thought I was going to be in Chicago on the 20th. I mean, Morocco
right,
on the 20th. I mean, on the
19th. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what date it is. I think, what
the
Mike Hill race on? What Mike Hill race on?
The 19th, also.
The 19th? Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. How you got that week? I forgot what you're talking about. I know it's somewhere up now. 20-something. No,
okay.
I thought it was the 20. 20-something. Might be the weekend after that. I don't know.
Oh, okay. But I am coming to support y'all winning them races. Yeah,
Whit
said
he was
coming
up
there
on the 19th. Right.
Whatever he say, y'all know we coming, so. You know that. So.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice to see y'all old boys up there again.
Man, you know, the only thing about that, I can't whoop you up there. That's the only thing I don't like about that. I'm trying to whoop you everywhere we lay eyes at. We
you know, Big
like
got somebody coming in from somewhere that's going to prep that track. He got somebody that works for VP or something.
Okay. One thing about Mark, I don't believe none out here and look what I see.
When you get here, look up, you'll see.
You can't blame me for my opinion. When I get there, I see something different. Hey, man, y'all did a good job.
Well, that's what we want
to
hear.
Ain't that what I'm supposed to do, eh?
That's right. When you get here and you see it, I want to get the same press then. Say we did
a good job. I ain't like somebody else. I knock the tires off. I tell you the track shit. I'm going to at least get 3 or 4 more rounds before I call the shit in there. And just because I knocked them off the first time don't mean nothing.
Okay, I appreciate it. We'll see then, because we plan on having it hooked up, baby. One shot, one kill.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
You quit calling DJ. His phone was off. Ain't no, send him some money. It ain't going to help no good. Keep calling.
I wasn't calling DJ. I was calling B's. Let him tell you who that war you got coming to rip that track.
Hey, DJ, Butt Nigga. Well, if they got it that way, look like you got another gamble coming on. Because you know we getting our ass down.
We might well go ahead and get married today, so when we see each other, it's on like
You already know. They got it that way. You can get your ass on around the house, you see, man. Let's get down.
Yeah, we know it. We're going to do it.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, sir, I ain't got nothing to say, Doc. I don't believe none of here. And look what I see. Well, I ain't gonna call it junk no 1 or 2 times. It gotta happen 3 or 4 times. I just gotta scratch my head and all the junk. I ain't gonna just call it junk just off the muscle like that.
Man. I
might be doing something wrong.
You see, we're gonna have somebody else.
Might be doing something wrong. Well, I hope he do.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again.
I hope he do.
Oh, yeah. I hope he do, too. I hope he do, too. God, shit. We're going to lay it down. We're going to lay the whole watermelon and corn pack down up through there.
Yeah.
Leave that.
Yeah. You can believe that now. Shit. Fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody else racing. We might well goddamn keep racing. Fuck it.
Yep. Hey, Big Will, you cooking this time, too?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Homie.
Hey, where that boy with that small block car? Where he at? He on the phone?
Yeah, he's still on
the phone. Hey, you coming to that race with that small block, sir?
Where at?
Are you on Happy Day at the race on the 19th, sir?
Yeah.
All right, they said they doing, they going to do what they say they going to do. You want to get down, sir?
No, we're going to do it at Holly Springs.
You want to do it at Holly, darling? You don't respect me.
I want to do it in front of your crowd.
In front of my crowd?
Yep.
All right. No problem, sir. No problem, sir. You got this, sir. Hey, can I ask you one more question? I really don't care.
What up,
you got a nitrous motor or a turbo motor?
It's not nitrous.
It's no nitrous?
No. Turbo motor.
Okay, I love them. Bring that motherfucker on. I'm going to melt that bitch. I'm going to melt that bitch. I appreciate the test. I'm going to make sure I got flame melting that bitch when goddamn it, I jump that motherfucker. I appreciate you telling me. I just need to know how long my flame need to be.
You better make sure that
where you are.
I need to know how long the flame need to be, goddamn it. I melt them motherfuckers.
Boy, you out of here.
Just make sure you get off the back bumper. You probably won't be clear. Just make sure them flames don't get near our back bumper.
Man. Hey. I just love you. I wish I could get your head down your neck. I'm sick of you already. You trying to take over my show. I don't like that.
Boy, you out of here.
You talk a little bit more than me. I'm the baddest motherfucker on this phone tonight. You see nobody pushing one, but
maybe just in your head.
Well, I tell you what. You said, is Wick on the line anyway? When we having a show? Did you get there? Please.
Yeah, Wick on the line. Wick, be on the line.
Wick, you got to click Wick in. We can see when he having a show.
Let me see where
he
is. He already on the show. Let me see where he is.
Wick.
Yeah, he down there. I see him right there.
Hey, Wick.
Let me open him up right quick.
Please open up.
Wick, what the hell are you doing down there?
Wick.
You listening.
Don't sleep, motherfucker. What's up?
Hey, Wick. Where the next show? Please tell me where the next show.
Shit, I think I was there. BET got a show August 3rd, I believe.
What do you want to do August 3rd, sir?
We're going to try and make it there after Donye's race.
Y'all going to make it to Donye's race? When is Donye's race?
At Cordova.
When, August 3rd?
No, it's the 2nd. We're going to leave. If we don't have to work Sunday, then we're going to leave from Donye's race and come down to Holly Springs for a BET.
So you saying you come?
We're not. It depends on our work schedule. We go week by week.
Oh, okay. Well, when you going to let me know?
We'll let you know. We just got to check our schedules like a week or two in advance. You know what I mean? All
right, let me know. I'm fucking you up. I don't appreciate that shit. I don't like
hey, that. Hey, Terry, where are you with no junior? You going to run you with Shorty?
Yeah.
He said he's going to run with Shorty. He's going to run with Shorty and Hollis Spray. He said he's going to run with Shorty and Hollis Spray.
I'm coming around about that time.
The 17th of what?
You said
trick or treat. Trick or treat. I'm coming now. I wasn't coming, but I'm coming. On trick or treat.
Man, But, nigga, I sure want to bet you a hot 500 you don't come.
Well, I'm coming to Long Willing and McCarty Tell. I'm coming on trick or treat time. Other than that, I ain't coming.
Nah. Y'all coming on trick or treat. Y'all sick of. See, I ain't gonna bet you that because you, I know you said one before you coming on trick or treat.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
All y'all
do for me. You think I ain't coming down there to support y'all?
Hey, wait.
But yeah, y'all look out for them. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Hey, we got drawn on every motherfucker on this show. With Shawty. I can't get no motherfucker hit the one button. Damn motherfucker.
Get a motherfucker. Do you really want that motherfucker? That's all I ask.
I told you, yeah. Fuck you, man. You keep hollering about I'm going to get that motherfucker. Yeah.
I'll call you in the morning.
I race a motherfucker.
I'll call you in the morning. We can get down.
Call your tune.
I'm going to call him in the morning.
We ain't running there with no class car. We ain't running there with no class car, but nigga, so don't call them up with no class car. I don't run no class car.
The mama done woke up. God damn. I'm in here talking loud. I know it. Hey, don't matter if it's class car or not. Y'all ain't gonna be in the paint. Y'all ain't gonna even be in the goddamn shower.
We'll run your motherfucking ass.
And I know y'all will.
Yeah. It ain't no guy shit got to do with no 29s and 315, 28s, all that shit the same. Quit crying. Let her ride. Don't do the crying, baby.
Yeah, all that shit.
But, nigga, you don't even get in no goddamn shootout.
Okay.
Probably some what they should have.
I tell
and
you.
Don't have in a goddamn shootout.
We got a brand new goddamn motherfucking Firebird, motherfucker. There ain't no class car. You want me to bring that bitch?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Bring it.
Yeah, bring it.
I'm gonna call y'all in the morning. It'll be one call. That's all. Goddamn it, in the morning. We gonna see what y'all motherfuckers.
Is it a Pro Mod? Is it a Pro Mod?
It's a 315 type car. That's all I can see.
I ain't running no goddamn Pro Mod.
Ain't no goddamn. Hey,
well,
it's a 315
right
type. What difference between a 315 and a Pro Mod? Same damn thing.
Yeah, I ain't got no goddamn Pro Mod, but nigga,
we ain't got no goddamn Pro Mod. We got a 315 rear tire car.
Yeah, I tell you what though, you can bring one of them class motherfuckers on. We just gonna need a little more time on the, you know, a little bit after the 17th or something. We'll run one of them motherfuckers, and one of them Pro Mod like ass cars too.
We ain't got no Pro Mod car. Y'all got a Pro Mod. Y'all got a chassis car.
We ain't got
like
no motherfucking Pro Mod.
I seen that goddamn car, man.
Bring whatever you can bring. I don't give a damn. Bring it.
All right, we're going to get
call
a moment.
Call any motherfucker. Call
I ain't
all
calling
your
nobody.
Call all
I'm going right on down there before I go to the shop. Add them how long before we paint the bitch. Fuck painting. Let's goddamn get it to the damn track. That's what I'm going to tell them.
Yeah. Ain't number one of them class boys. Can't cock them. And I'll little fuck them, too. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
We're going through what it is in the morning. Like, fuck 28. Last time we ran you, we went on no motherfucking 28. When you beat King Kong, it went on no 28. Don't start that crying and shit, man.
Man, crybaby
ass shit.
There ain't no crybaby ass shit. Take
a little
time.
And that's what we gonna run, man. If you don't want to run your car with our car, that's cool. We'll run one of your buddy cars.
Man, it ain't no problem, homie. I don't have a car sitting like y'all right now. I'm trying to buy me one. You got one for sale over there?
That's a weak ass chick. That's a weak ass shit, man.
Let me ask you this.
And then you tell me they ought to do that in the shootout. 29 and 28 good together in the shootout.
I ain't gonna go for that.
The goddamn 28
is not good together.
The goddamn 28 car wants to be winning.
The goddamn 48 tire cars.
I don't give a fuck. Well, why they ain't putting 31s in the rating? They got a class
on. Why the fuck you ain't got no 29s on your car? Why the fuck you ain't got no 29s
on your car? They ain't gonna work on them. They ain't gonna work on them. They ain't gonna work on them. They not gonna work.
Hancock Mill can make them work. Hancock Mill can make them work.
Why y'all don't run 31 with the 29? Y'all want the advantage. That's what it is.
If they let me, I would. Shit.
Put them in there.
I don't give a fuck what they run in their shootout. If I come to run in the motherfucker, I'm just going to run in it. If they let 31 in that motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. It's free anyway. I'm making a pass for free to try to win some money when I'm going to go and make a pass for free anyway to test. So I might as well try to win the money for shit.
I ain't making no pay like that.
I don't give a fuck. You don't get it in my way. You ain't been in but one shootout in the last 3 years, motherfucker.
You telling a goddamn lie.
Name the shootouts you done been in, motherfucker. Name the shootouts.
I've been in Running Brown shootout. I've been in goddamn Carkey shootout. I've been in Mike shootout. I've been in Grudge Inc. shootout. What the fuck you talking about, man?
Man, come on. You name four little shootouts you done been in the last 3-4 years. You ain't been in
that
shit.
That's just from the one that... Out of town. We talking about one in town.
You know goddamn well there being no motherfucking shootout.
All right. I don't go to Holly Springs. Is that what you're asking? Hell no, I ain't been there now.
We don't have
but
that
coming.
Many goddamn shootouts. We don't have that many goddamn shootouts, so you ain't coming to no goddamn Holly Springs. Fuck the shootout. We going to run your motherfucking car with Shawty, and what's up? Do you want to do that?
Not with my car.
Well then, we're going to leave that alone. We'll call your buddy. Yeah, we'll run your buddy. We ain't fucked up about this shit. Fuck you and your buddy.
You know what? DJ, I'll click over and call him.
Because you scared. You know these cars were coming out. You know what we had on them. Now you want to call Hancock, Pisscock, Asscock. Call the motherfucker.
Hey, all come from the same damn car. What the hell wrong with
you? Yeah. Call them, man. I don't give a fuck who you call.
No, I'm going out in the morning. I'm calling nobody.
Yeah.
I'm going out in the morning. We're going to get this over with. My car ain't like y'all's car. I got a stock suspension car.
What the fuck the difference?
It's a big difference. Get you one. Get you a stock suspension car, and I'll show you the goddamn difference.
I wish I would have left the motherfucker. If the motherfucker would have been stock suspension, we would have bought it. It would have left the stock suspension.
Man, I got the baddest on the motherfucking planet.
You
wait till I get me a car like y'all.
Because you ain't trying to race no motherfucker.
Wait till I get me a car like y'all got. I'm going to show you.
Hey, bro. Man, we got a fucking lot of our car. We ain't got no four-link car, nothing like that, man, like Hancock. Now, them folk got FOMARs and shit. They breaking FOMARs down to 29 cars. That's all they doing. But I don't. If they want a grudge race, they can get a grudge race. I don't give a fuck. They get fucked up there like anybody else.
All right.
If you want to call them and put them in this shit, then that's going to be it.
Yeah, I'm going to put them in.
I mean, I
don't have a car like y'all, so I'm going to put them in.
Yeah. Your car just like ours. You just a scared motherfucker. That's all it is. When you beat them, you didn't say that. When you beat King Kong, you didn't say that. You say you had that dick on our back, and we barely beat you in Montgomery.
So you saying y'all call it stock suspension. That's what you're saying. You saying Shawty stock suspension.
No, I just told you, motherfucker, Shawty was a ladder bar.
It's more than a ladder bar. That bitch ain't got no float in it like I do. I got a stock float. Man, I weigh 3,000 motherfucking pounds. What the fuck wrong with you?
Man, Shawty weighed 3,000 pounds. I ain't got no flow pan cut out that car. It got a stock flow pan in that motherfucker.
You telling a goddamn lie. I already seen
ain't
that
no
goddamn car.
Cut out.
You telling a lie, man. Rich, why you lying?
How much you want to bet ain't no flow pan cut out that car then? How much if I'm lying? I
bet you any goddamn thing you want to bet, goddamn it.
Send you a picture. Bet $1,000 then. Bet $1,000.
Well,
ain't no motherfucking flow pan cut out that car.
I bet you that bitch cut out Shawty.
Bitch. Bet $1,000.
We're going to see it in person. You might send me somebody else shit.
Man, I'm going to send you a picture of that motherfucker. I'm going to have a white boy who send you the picture of my tour, my guy who's working on it. I'm going to have him, goddamn it, put his face on the motherfucking floor.
More,
ain't no
I mean,
motherfucking
Whip, you full of shit.
Cut out that car.
Hey, Whip, they just trying to pick you, Whip. Don't worry about that. You know what it is. They trying to pick you, man.
They ain't trying to pick me. They can pick their holder. They can pick their holder. They ain't trying to pick me. I'm telling the truth. There ain't no flow fans. Cut out that motherfucker.
Man,
you're right about that.
Yeah, if the flow fan will cut out, I'll tell them. Yeah, it's cut out. I ain't got nothing to hide. That flow pad cut out, that motherfucker ain't going to make it go fast. There's a bunch of motherfuckers with their flow pads cut out. It ain't going no goddamn well. Shit.
Well, we don't, I can tell you, I don't have a caliber car y'all got, but we looking for one.
Man,
you anybody got one
please.
To you?
Man, please. Well, bow down, man. Keep that dick on your back from Junior, and we'll see you in the game. We'll catch you when you call us when you can run. And whatever, call Hancock them too. Fuck it, we'll run them too. We gonna run them for a couple thousand dollars.
But now here we ain't run for no couple thousand dollars either.
Well then, we ain't gonna run them. You think we gonna run Hancock a motherfucker and been the number he been for a whole lot of money? No, in a class car already. I said we're running for $2,500.
Oh yeah, we.
You just trying to get something dead. We just trying to get something dead. We ain't trying to run them for no whole lot of goddamn money. And they done been the numbers they done been. Well, we look like some motherfucking fools. We the motherfucking pimps. We ain't no motherfucking suckers.
All right. Hold that thought to in the morning,
yeah,
goddamn.
Show up at the track, we going to run them motherfuckers. Fuck that thought.
What
man,
track?
We ain't got the call.
We don't lock that shit in. No, No.
Man,
I know what's going on in that damn shop.
We don't run you, I won't even come back on no show no more. I won't even call now show, goddamn it, they got
it. Well, tell me, when y'all going to be at the track? When y'all going to be at the track?
We'll be at the track Sunday, motherfucker.
Where?
All right, let's move.
Where?
Hey, man,
I'll call him in the morning.
I'll
see you in the morning.
Right.
I'll see you in the morning. I'm going to call Mark, and we're going to go from there. You know what?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just wait in the morning. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah. We ain't got to wait. I'm telling you, if you show up, we're going to run you.
Uh-uh. We got to lock that shit in.
I said, it ain't going to be for $2,500. That ain't no
like
money to be from the locking in, man. I ain't going to lock in for
$500
on $2,500.
Well, I'm not coming over for free.
Yeah, $500. You show up and we'll race you, you get $500.
All right. Well, we're going to lock it in the morning.
It's locked in, motherfucker. We ain't got to lock it in the morning.
I don't know, we locking it in the morning. I know what's going on in that shop.
Yeah.
You don't.
I said if you show up, if you don't show up, ain't nothing shaking. If you show up with a race car and want to run on Sunday, we're going to run you for $2,000 to $2,500. If we don't, we're going to owe you $500.
You know what? We're bringing two quarter wrench. We might bring three quarter wrench out.
I ain't going to run. There ain't no sense in bringing no goddamn two, three cars. I'm not running two or three cars with no class car. Y'all bring one car. I'll bring the vet. I'll run
the
goddamn
two
car, vet.
Okay. All right. Other two cars, they brand new.
You just
talking
that,
bud.
You just run your goddamn mouth,
that,
bud.
No, they ain't.
We just gonna race. But they ain't gonna get over Hot Springs and run them goddamn number. They run that way down in that thing. I'm gonna make sure ain't that much glue down in them when they should show up. I'm gonna promise you that. We gonna be prepped for it.
We bringing our own goddamn glue, motherfucker.
If y'all pull some glue down at that motherfucker, goddamn y'all, we gonna leave the track. If y'all spray any glue down at that track, we gonna leave. It's y'all track. Y'all can have it. Come on, bring his badass on over there. Bring his badass on over there. $500 on $2,500. Come on, I got a trick for y'all, motherfucking ass.
Got a trick for y'all
too. With the right motherfucker. Yeah. Come on. It won't be. And let him know before he cross that motherfucking line. It ain't gonna be about 15 gallons of VAT on that bitch.
Well,
Tune.
We bring our own goddamn
Tune and Anthony, come on. Tell that good Tune and Anthony, come on.
I'll call you in the morning with you.
What's up? Man, you ain't got to
call
me. It's locked. I ain't going to answer. It's locked if you don't show up.
You ain't got to answer. I'll be out there in the morning then if you don't answer, motherfucker.
I'll be busy in the morning.
Let me see what it is. We got a damn another caller. You ain't talking about that. Hold on 1 second. We got two of them.
Yeah. 224-6386. Come on,
what's up,
nigga? That ain't no damn customer. You think me sound like you talking to a customer.
Man, I'm trying to goddamn get out of here, homie. You doing all right?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I see y'all
got
it going on, man.
Hey, we doing a little something. Trying to talk a little shit with old Whit and Mark. They got that junior, not that junior.
Man, we ain't even shook down yet, but nigga, we ain't even shook down. We ain't even shook down.
I know better than that. I know better than that. I know better than that.
What car you got running, Whit?
We just got a little
that's
old car. We trying to get them finish this motherfucker up so we can go to the tracks on you.
You coming up to 31? What is that, on the 19th? You coming to Biz Race?
I'm trying to make plans. We had some shit come up, but I'm trying to make it. I'm not for sure, but I'm trying to make plans to get up there.
All right. We want to see you up there, man. We always see you on the radio. We want to bring you up there.
Yeah, I haven't been up there 2 years ago. I'll probably
I know,
be back.
That's why I'm saying, let's you up. Good business when you come up here.
Yeah. We're trying to get the business. We just had a few things come up around that date, and I'm trying to work around it. That's all.
All right.
Trying to damn work around it. So,
are y'all going to the Grudge National down in San Antonio? Who's going down there on the radio?
Nah, we ain't going up. We're not going to make it to Grudge National. We're not going to make it. We weren't invited. Put it there.
Okay. I'm going to go back on mute, man. Listen, I like the show. The show is going good.
They ain't invited
right.
Grudge Race up here to the World Grudge National.
They didn't invite you, Wick?
No. You going?
Hell no, I ain't going out there.
Why
hell
you ain't
fuck
going?
No.
You were 28 top. You the 28 top champ or something.
I guess I'm just like you. I didn't get fucking invited.
I know why I didn't get invited.
Cause I hear the son of a bitch said, goddamn, I'll tell you about it. I ain't going to do that right now. I'll tell you about it.
there you go,
I know you and Mark already know. They read ain't say then.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. I didn't get invited. A few other folks didn't get invited. It is what it is, though.
I know Tony Primetime got invited. They gone. Primetime gone.
Well, this time ain't going. Believe that.
You know, I ain't got no problem with shit. They got they gonna have some good action over there, though. You know, they got shit. Ball Five's gonna be there.
Yeah.
So,
Richie told me they said supposed to be on the chain.
They got a bunch of guys gonna be there, gonna bring action, so you know.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna have a good show. They have a damn good show.
Oh, yeah.
Texas, all them Texas boys going. They were calling me. They a couple of them guys wanted to lock in with me. But like I told them, shit, I didn't make plans to go, you know. So it wasn't in the plans. So it is what we is. We're gonna go over to Holland and do some testing and try to get up on the game, you know, so we can goddamn try to. Make it to the next big event or whatever. You know, we would have liked to go. We would have liked to go to the World Grudge Race. Who wouldn't?
You're right. I went to one last year, but I ain't go this year. They ain't get invited. Let me open the other mic.
Hey,
hold on. 706.
Hey, Whit.
2464.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
You're lying. And the truth ain't in you. You know what that car doing.
Nah, I don't know.
2464, you're Mike and lie. Your mic is live. They don't press the one button three times. Now they don't want to talk. Going back on mute. All right, go ahead, Wick.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, we ain't gonna better make it, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't make it last year, though. We didn't make it last year.
No, nah, I know y'all didn't do it last year. Very well. It was a great event
so
last year. I liked that.
Like I said, we don't make no event. The event make itself, you know what I'm saying? So we like to be at them, but, hey, they going to have a good time with us.
Crucci told me, said the best fans, I ain't going to say the best fan. The most fans, Grudge fans, really come out in Texas. That's what he told me today. He said that shit is unreal out there in Texas.
Yeah, they really come out, man. They come out. We done been out there, you know, we done been out there once this year. Yeah, and took care of the business over there in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So, they know we'll come, you know what I'm saying? So, well, I don't know.
Well,
it
is
what
it
is.
Mm-hmm. Well, fellas, it's about 9:45. I'm just not eating my doggone dinner. I got to get this youngin' in the bed. We're going to find a thought, and we're going to shut it down tonight. It's going to be sweet and short.
Well,
all right, Terry, give me your final thought. Huh?
You got an hour and 15 minutes left. Don't be getting off.
No. No.
Give me that
horn. I'm trying to get the damn fish
for
it.
Hey, what you eat the
Popeye, I eat some Captain D tonight.
Captain D?
Captain D. That's all I can get quick. I didn't want no chicken
that's
and all that other bullshit.
Dude,
you ain't
eating
no shit.
You might want to have a goddamn bubble.
Someone got you. Sounds like you're scared.
Say what now?
I said someone's got you. Sounds like you're scared.
No, I'm sitting with Michael. Different plan.
Shit, that's some bullshit.
You bring that goddamn junior car back out. I'm going to show you what some bullshit is. All
right, we'll let you know when Junior be back ready for it. We'll let you know when Junior be back ready for you. We'll run you with Junior again.
All right. I hear you.
We'll
Kind of like Joe. Now, check this out. DJ
yeah,
Beasley in there. He want to get back on the show. Let me tell him
yeah,
he's in the show.
Hey, but Nick, good show, man.
Mark said, right. End the show. He told me no, he let you back in.
Tell Mark to go to hell.
1-800.
Hey, I got 1-800 Carolina. What the hell going on? What the hell happened since I've been gone? What the hell he been doing?
Mark, you like
the goddamn talk. I bet he been talking the whole goddamn time I've been gone. Ain't it but next.
Yeah, him and Wick come drawing down on me with that damn salty car. I can't fuck with them.
Oh, Lord, that I'm drawing. Hey, y'all can't be drawing down on my co-host like that. Now, what the hell going on?
Damn, you and your co-host.
Hey, that include him, Sandy. He got them co-host too, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker. There you go. Now, prove that to me.
Man, you ain't co-host. Hey, your co-host ain't like you. Don't want to do a goddamn thing.
It's over. Yeah.
Big enough.
I can't do that with y'all, man. Goddamn
started candy cane. What's the name of the new car, the other car?
What other car?
Bobby car. Bobby.
That motherfucker called Memphis Gang.
The Memphis Gangster. Oh, the Memphis Gangster.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Lord. Now, we're going to lock him in on that last time I hear put some goddamn 28s on that motherfucker.
Yeah, he said he's going to rip me with some 28s on that bitch. I'm going to
put a 28, 75, 29. I said, man, see, he's going to renege on the head.
Listen. Whatever that man say, anybody know that man his word, what he say. He just like the rest of it. Whatever he say, he stands on. We with him. So whatever he say, that's what the hell he gonna do.
I'm gonna make a lock that line in.
He said it. All I can tell you, he put 20s on that motherfucker, he got some action. Bleed out.
Whatever he say, that's what the fuck we gonna do. Just like I am on
the, and that goes for candy cane, candy pepper, whatever. Hey, one of them. Well, I know y'all got Junior. I know y'all got Junior to hold down the 2018, but I don't know.
Anybody heard from Candy Crush? Well, I ain't heard from them motherfuckers.
Candy Crush said they finna come get. They finna get on y'all ass. They regroup.
Ma, why in the hell we heard from Candy Cane, motherfucker?
Candy Cane doing push up.
Shit. Candy Cane, look, it got leaked up last time we seen it. That was a push up.
Well, one thing about life, you got to take a hand whooping on how to fight.
Hey, boy, if I know Candy Cane, when they got that slaughter ran in there, goddamn.
Hey,
We got two lock-ins. We got two $500 lock-ins.
We ain't on running with no 315. We'll put the 29 on this bitch and whoop his motherfucking ass. And lock that in.
Whenever y'all two ready, 29. I like what y'all call them, gangster hoop. Y'all from gangster hoop?
Gangster hoop. Yeah, gangster hoop.
No, I said it's the, I call it the original gangster hoop, but y'all say gangster.
Hey,
Joe said he's going to have on 315
too, DJ.
He said
when we run,
we're going
to
have on 315 too. Okay. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, DJ. Really ain't no sense talking about it, Joe. They ain't got no oil press. They ain't showed up nowhere. So really, they like you. They ain't got no oil pressure. Ain't no sense talking about them.
Now, he said they got oil pressure.
A motherfucker set a lift, say any goddamn thing. You too goddamn old to know about that. Set a lift, say any goddamn thing.
All righty. Well, one thing about it, I know what's going to happen.
Get in the back.
Y'all ain't bagging it, and I don't think they're going to bag up, so. And I know they ain't gonna bag up. I know y'all ain't gonna bag up, so I'll be released.
Well, you hear what I said? A goddamn set of lips ain't a goddamn
thing. How the spring trick or treat gonna go down in history this year?
And you're going for the history book.
Telling y'all that now. Trick or treat, Holly Springs gonna be one for the history books in 2014. That hole gonna be packed.
Well, that hole they gonna have to be packed then, bro.
The live action hole.
Well, I ain't gonna say nothing about that.
What the hell is that noise, man?
I don't know. I'd be glad we get that motherfucker off of
it. I don't know who that is. There's too many mics open. I got too many open up.
They say Tony hit the right coming in the Hollis Spring on 315. Who?
Who?
Hitler, Tony hit the right.
Man, Tony hit the right ain't gonna goddamn go out. Man, Tony hit the come on, man.
Tony hit the right thing.
He locked in
with the seal. I heard that. Yeah, he locked in with the seal later. With the shower
mm-hmm.
later. Yeah.
Yeah, he locked in with the shower.
How the car coming, Whit?
It's coming pretty good. We're going to try to take it down if we can, I think.
Y'all gonna shake Shawty down. The legendary Shawty. No longer a myth.
Mm. That motherfucker ain't no legend. That motherfucker ain't shit.
Huh?
That motherfucker ain't no legend. That motherfucker ain't no legend. That motherfucker ain't did nothing.
No, I said myth.
Oh, yeah.
It's no longer a myth. I mean, people can actually see it with their hands on.
Yeah, nah, but yeah. Yeah, we hoping to have it out Sunday though. We close. We pretty close.
Okay then.
Let's just run into some real technical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on, y'all.
We'll try to make a couple checks.
Butt naked babysitting. You gotta sit the phone down.
Who else on the line? Y'all decided the 901 takeover boy. They come take our live show every week.
Yeah, I tell you, this ain't not your goddamn show.
Oh, man. 901, take over. 901, say anybody 29315. Hit the button.
Why ain't got that button hit that?
Now, I know y'all done had about 10 or 15 people hit the button while I was gone.
Man, ain't not one hit that motherfucker. What you mean, 10 or 15?
Come on,
you
man.
Ain't got one. Number, Dickie,
on,
this man talking about a small block. He the only one.
No, that was on there. He said that before I left. Ain't nobody said nothing about the gone, man.
Well, that's the only
nobody.
One said something.
Nobody. Come on,
no.
Man.
Well, I tell you what. Well, I take that back. CC came on this motherfucker. I take that back. Old CC came on this
motherfucker. What about Tony Bynum?
What about Tony Bynum?
Did that apply to him, too?
And that motherfucker. Do you hear me? When you say in it, that means in it.
In it. Oh, shit. All right, now. Cold Killer, Don Yee, Live Action. Mississippi Joe. Goddamn Tony Wright. Did that apply to Ball Factor? This is Ball Factor with his. No ball, but he got
79. 773, 71-15, your mic is live. What the hell that noise is?
Oh, somebody has a damn bow in that.
773, 71-15, your mic is live.
I have fell off, but I'm back on.
You name a motherfucker that ain't ran no motherfucker this year.
Now, we talking 29. Y'all ain't ran nobody on 29 either now. We
have ran motherfuckers on 29.
I'm saying with y'all 29 type car.
Well, what's the difference? We running 29.